Of course, you can follow me on Twitter at SuperKenReal. In the NBA, the Pacers won the non-title fight last night against the champs again. Came from seven down in the fourth quarter to win by one. Now, of course, Indy now up three games in the East over the champs.
I'll tell you what, they compare LeBron a lot to Jordan, right? But if you really look at it, he should more get compared to Shaq because he don't get no calls. Like, he gets roughed up, he don't get no calls.
Hey, you see, he had to finish the game with a Q-tip. They had to put the Q-tip in his nose to stop from bleeding.
And they called a flagrant foul when that clearly wasn't a purposeful elbow on Hibbert.
It was a rough game. It was just
going
up
for the shot.
You know? And,
I'm
just saying, it appears that the Eastern title will be decided game seven in Naptown at this point.
If it gets that far.
What are you saying?
If it gets that far, I'm saying.
You don't think
I'm going to ride or die with the Heat. I'm going to ride or die with the Heat.
You think the Pacers and the Heat will fight for the Eastern title?
Yes, but I'm not saying it'll go seven.
Oh, you don't think it'll go seven?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Oh, wow.
LeBron is mad now. Nobody's seen him play mad. When he gets mad,
I don't know, but LeBron doesn't have that killer gear. We're waiting on him
to show us.
He
did last year.
He kind of, but it was different. It was like with a safety blanket in a sense because he has all the stars with him. We want to see him take a game and control a game like Jordan used to, like Kobe.
But I will say, in the beginning of the game, Odin looks pretty good, even though they're limiting his minutes.
Right.
He looked pretty good. For 10 minutes, if they can get him in the playoffs and get him up to about 20, 25 minutes,
right,
it's going to be tough.
23 for Paul George in the win. Suns over the Wizards by 6, 29 for my main man, Wall, in the loss. But the Wizards, of course, they're still holding on to that sixth spot, up a game and a half on Charlotte. Bobcats beat Brooklyn. That's 15 in a row for the Spurs. They knocked off the Nuggets by 5. Oh, my goodness. Now, did you hear about this college football? The National Labor Relations Board, Region 13, said the players at Northwestern can unionize. They are considered employees of the university. Now, of course, the university, they plan on appealing in Washington, D.C. to the full board. But what this means is that if they're considered employees, the NCAA will have to start paying players.
Mm-hmm. Notice the school that came up with that? Northwestern. That's a smart school.
But see, that's what it is. Yeah, they graduate most of their players. Yeah. But if you can get it with one school, it's going to roll from there,
right,
as we know.
I'm saying, who came up with it? The freaking smart school.
Right.
You know what I mean?
So, do you feel like college players should be paid?
Without question. But it's like, where does it stop? Because let's be honest.
Yeah.
A lot of them are getting paid. Let's just be completely honest. So, once they do get paid, then there's still going to be guys getting paid more. But it's just, the NCAA needs to just leave it alone.
Yeah.
Because it's like, get on a witch hunt with these schools.
Yeah, but
it's after Ohio State.
Yeah, but it's not like, I mean, they're selling the tickets for big dollars.
Right.
They got these huge TV contracts.
Right.
They're bringing in billions and billions and billions off the merchandise, the whole nine. Why can't you pay the players? Just share the money.
Because then you have to pay the players from other sports who aren't bringing in that
much
money.
No, you don't pay Adam Morrison the same as LeBron. You pay according to what you're bringing in.
I agree.
That's hard.
You got to pay the
women's teams. Nobody wants to see girls swimming. I'm sorry.
Hey.
They don't want to see that. Nobody wants to see women's soccer. They don't. Nobody wants to watch it. If they did. No, they don't.
All right, Sweet 16 starts
nobody's
today.
Nobody's tailgating at a women's soccer.
7:15 Eastern Time. The Dayton Flyers will try to keep the party going, taking on Stanford.
Dayton, baby.
You like Dayton?
Dayton is like Eastside High before Joe Clark got there. And the uniforms are nasty. Players look rough.
Hilarious.
Baylor versus Wisconsin. Who you like?
Wisconsin.
Oh, wow. I like Baylor. UCLA taking on number one Florida.
Florida, that's going to be a blowout.
And my upset of the night, San Diego State over number one Arizona.
I don't agree with that
really?
At all. But I will say Steve Fisher's a great coach.
Yes, he is. I got Wisconsin beating them.
Arizona. And lastly, Jim Irsay, owner of the coach. You know when they pulled him over? He had $29,000 in cash.
That's what I'm talking about.
Where was he coming from?
Riding around, he's getting it.